Brian and Dromara. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I am in the Leigh and Valley constituency, and I would always put it for John, and he'll have to get my vote, certainly, because we do not need another party. And I think he should have stayed in the party and fought in the party. That's what he may be. He'll not be getting my vote in Leigh and Valley.
And John and Newry. Morning, John.
Hello.
Go ahead, John.
Stephen, basically, I don't know. Like you've spent an hour and 20 minutes talking about this. The writing's been on the wall since you tied Basil McRae up in knots. Like, and
well, Basil McRae would suggest that he wasn't tied up in knots. He came on and he was. And here's what he would say. That he stood up tall and said out loud what he believed in.
Like, this has been coming. Like, we have spent an hour and 20 minutes talking with Basil McRae. That is obviously what he wants. And as soon as you tied him up in knots, Basil McRae was always going to leave, in my opinion. And John McAllister was always going to leave.
What do you think about the notion of a new political party in Northern Ireland?
Well, Stephen, it just sounds to me like it's going to be a new alliance party. Why? What's the difference between Basil McRae and John McAllister's party and alliance party? What's going to be the difference? That's my view on it. Like, and I did vote for John McAllister. I'll not be voting for him again. As I think it was Brian, the last caller, John McAllister. They're just going to split unionism again. What's the point in that?
0845955678. The text 81771. The email nolan@bbc.co.uk. Alex in Belfast. Morning, Alex. Morning, Alex. Is not there. Mark Cosgrove is an Ulster unionist. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, can we just get one thing absolutely straight? That the Ulster Unionist Party that created the Belfast Agreement, that created the peace and the stability and the power sharing and the heavy lifting, remains fully committed this morning, despite what others are saying, to that principle and those important principles of delivering on that shared future agenda and on making Northern Ireland a better place for everyone. And I think the 114 elected representatives that now exist after the two resignations that are in every part of Northern Ireland, I think that to suggest that all of a sudden we've all become, you know, versions of the Ku Klux Klan, and we've left the centre ground is just wrong. And
these are senior members of your party. We're senior members of your party.
Yes,
John McAllister's gone. Basil McRae's about to go. Senior, credible people who before, you know, an hour and a half ago, certainly in terms of Basil McRae, you wouldn't have been saying boo about on this radio programme.
I'm not saying anything about them. I'm defending the values of the Ulster Unionist Party. I'm not taking it down to.
And they are saying that your party has abandoned the values that the Ulster Unionist Party once stood for.
And I'm telling you here and now, Stephen, that as somebody who was actually there in 1998 and 1999, you know, I've been involved right from the beginning in this process. I was one of the ones that went into that hall who was called all sorts of names walking down my street by other unionists who didn't support power sharing. And there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of us in this party like that.
So you're not going to get swallowed up by the DUP now?
Absolutely not, Steve.
Not going to become a relevant big party, takes over. You guys get a couple of posts, that's it, game over.
No, absolutely not, Stephen.
Right.
In the council,
Tom Elliott couldn't rule out Unionist Unity candidates in South Belfast, East Belfast, North Belfast, Fermanagh, South Tyrone in the next general election.
Gregory Campbell
couldn't rule it out with the DUP either. Nothing ruled out.
I think what Tom Elliott very articulately told you was that he isn't going to conduct internal party business on your airwaves as no political party
And let me just nail that once again with you, Mr. Cosgrove. When you talk about internal party politics, the people who pay for you lot, no matter what party you're all in, the actual electorate have every entitlement to know where you stand on political PACs. The people of this country should not be blocked out from key information. Who do you all think you're representing?
Stephen, that's the whole reason for being on your show this morning, to let the Ulster Unionist electorate, the people who are denigrated the people who are literally made to look as though they're unicorns. There was 100,000 of them a year ago at an election, not a bogus poll, and they elected 115 Ulster Unionist people in every single one of the 26 councils. Only one other party has that. Not Sinn Féin, not the Alliance Party, who are not represented in half of Northern Ireland, not the SDLP, the Ulster Unionist Party. Mm. And while I bitterly regret two colleagues going because they're both talented guys, the values of this party that sustained Northern Ireland through the Troubles, that sustained Northern Ireland through the peace process, that created the boom in Northern Ireland, we're here to stay. We're going absolutely nowhere.
Just,
and we will put our case to the electorate.
Let me just,
the centre ground, you know.
Let me just play to you. Let me just play to you just one little bit of what Tom Elliott said this morning.
Well, sure. Mike is obviously feeling very demoralised about it as well, and finds it difficult. I haven't had the opportunity to speak to him, but clearly he'll be saddened at losing significant party members.
Are you demoralised too?
I'm certainly not demoralised. I'm out and about.
Former leader says your current party leader is demoralised.
Tom used his words, I'm using mine. At the end of the day, this party, this great party that's been around for 105 years, that served the people of Northern Ireland all that time, that is the very epitome of centre-ground politics, pro-union centre-ground politics in Northern Ireland, represented the length and breadth of this country, whose values, Stephen, whose values were at the very foundation of this state, we're going absolutely nowhere. It's very, very difficult to get a fair hearing sometimes, and I appreciate you giving me this hearing this morning, but let me tell you, we intend to grow. We're at the centre.
Mike Nesbitt intends to shrink before growing, does he not?
I think what he said is, and I think he articulated it to Basil in your interview this morning, I think what he said was very clearly that you have to present a coherent argument in the modern political era, and we all have to be team players. Not everything in any political party. Look at the turmoil of the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats across the water.
And just as an aside, Mark, did you get permission from your party to come on this morning?
Yes, I did.
Thank you very much indeed. Here's where did Rosanna go? There she is. Hello, Rosanna.
Rosella?
Sorry, Rosella.
Yes.
What do you think?
Put it like this. To be a member of a political party in Northern Ireland at this day and age is madness, because you're not allowed to have a mind of your own. You have to do what you're told. There's no way of coming out and making a statement and then be reprimanded by your team leader for saying it when the country knows it's true. It's really madness. I admire the two of them for getting out of it. To start up another party, I don't know where they're going to go to. But to stand up and say, I don't believe in what it is you're doing and getting out, instead of trailing along behind them and doing everything they're doing just for the sake of doing it.
And Patrick in Derry. Morning, Patrick.
Hi, good morning, Stephen. I just heard a fellow saying there now that they're going nowhere. They've been here. He's quite right to go nowhere. The DUP put them out of circulation umpteen years ago because they did not agree with the policies that they'd done, or else the electorate didn't agree. They thought the DUP had more to offer and they wouldn't be in bed with Sinn Féin and all. And, you know, DUP's broke every promise in the book to them.
DUP would deny that?
Of course they do. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I did phone Basil. I think Basil's a very fair person. And as the lady said in front, he's got a mind of his own. I hope he gets a good party who'll work for everybody in Northern Ireland instead of these people. I just don't trust them, you know.
Patrick, thank you. Here's John in Whitehead. Morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm an Alliance Party councillor, and I would just like to say that I would feel privileged if Basil and John joined the Alliance Party.
Basil's ruled it out.
I think they would be great colleagues, and if any of their own colleagues in the Ulster Unionist Party feel the same way, and on a matter of conscience, want to move away.
Basil doesn't want you. He's ruled it out.
Well, that could be, and I'm sorry about that. I know Basil, and I know Basil thinks very strongly along the same way we do. But it'll probably be a tactical thing. I would think that if Basil does have their own grouping of three members that are present, they would have, that they would work very closely with the Alliance Party, because in principle, we all wanted to, we want a shared society.
John, thank you very much. Here's Helen. Morning, Helen.
Morning,
in Londonderry. Go ahead, Helen.
Well, what I listen. Basil and John, the two of them have been out this long time. Basil's been in, Basil's been out, Basil's been in, Basil's been out. He loves getting on your programme and chatting about it. As for John, he was out from the election. He never was in it after that.
Wow.
And Helen, I just think they're just ruining the party.
Helen, thank you very much indeed. Obviously, there will be coverage about what Basil McRae has said on this programme throughout the day here on Radio Ulster. Mr McRae has announced his intention to form a real, as he describes it, viable opposition, hopefully with other people, he says.